Today, Shiyakonas Lemerchatz Miyad. Today, that Moitzoy Shabbos to be able to go right away outside the city where the Merchatz is. It's like a bath. So even though you're not saying anything, just walking alone is Osir. So you see, when you're not going to do something, just walking to it is also Osir. So it should be Osir to walk here also. You want to walk to the end to make the Erev, that should also be Osir. Now, the Gemara name. What? Yeah. Right, well, so here also he's not saying why he's going for over here. Why is it also to walk to the Pesach Medina? I want to take a walk to the entrance to the city. Still we say, you're not telling anybody what you're going for. I was supposed to say to my parents. And Gemara says, if he would have heard these two dinim, his zechah would have been chayzer. In other words, you see, just walking to a place is also wasser. If you're not allowed to do it, you can't walk there. So here also, since you can't speak out and say you want to make the Erev on Friday for Shabbos, you can't be making, so you shouldn't be allowed to walk there either. So the Gemara v'loyi, no, there's no stira. Shom alei v'loyi hodebe. He taka heard these halachis and he makes a chilit. There's no kasha. Hosam atayim muchamilsa. Over there, when the person walks to his fields on Shabbos, everybody knows what you're walking for. You walk into your field to know what your field needs. That's also. Or you walk to the Pesach Medina. Nobody walks to the entrance to the city on Shabbos. What are you walking there for? Nobody wants to go outside the city on Shabbos. So if you walk there, smuch chamilsa, that you want to be there fast, so that right after Shabbos you go fast to the Merchatz. That's why it's Osir. Mashek in Hocho, where is somebody walking by us? And the Erev is, you're walking just by Payamama. You walk, you're taking a walk. Hocho lav smuch chamilsa, it's not mucha. The walk itself, nobody knows what you're walking for. Monishah. Itzu merabon, if the person is a Talmud Chacham, who Amri Shmaitato Mishkachta, means he's in the middle of learning, he was thinking about a svar, and he lost himself, and he took a walk, and he kept on walking. That's why he walked up Hayimama. So the fact that a person walks up Hayimama on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, is no right you want to do the Erev. Maybe it's time he got Fatracht, and he started to walk. He was thinking into something. V'yamor, Selma Yisomer doesn't learn. Heavy Amri, we would say, Chamri Yerchaslei, he lost his donkey, he's looking after his donkey, it's mutter. On Yom Tov, your donkey runs away from you, you're allowed to look after him. So Stam, the person is taking a walk of a Payinam on Yom Tov, it's not mucho what you're doing it for. So when you do a Maisalich and you don't say what you're doing it for, there's no Istachona. Only when you walk to the Pesach Medina, or you walk to your fields, there it's mucho milsu, we know exactly what you're going for, then Taka it's also. Zot Gemara Gufa, before we learned. Omar Rav Yehuda said, Erev viragloi b'yom rishon, if on the first day, that means Thursday afternoon, you walk to the Payamama to be able to be there at the beginning of Yom Tov, so the Erev was chal, because viragloi, you walk there, is dalach amara viragloi v'sheni, if on Friday you want to walk again outside to be by the tchum, to be by the Payamama, today that Yishvisi Erev should be chal on Shabbos, either for the other side or for the same side, is that's good. If you walk with your feet, you can walk both times. Even though you're walking now on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos, just walking is mutter, there's no ma'isa hachonim. Like we had before, but you don't have to say anything. You just have to stand there by the tchum, and by itself, the Erev is chal. Is Marav Ragla B'Sheni, Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, let's say on the first day, Thursday, you put down challah, bread, in other words, you sent the shliach, that the Erev should be chal for you for the first day for Yom Tov on Friday. Is Alocha Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Yom Sheni. You're allowed to use, like we'll soon see, the exact same challah, the exact same bread for the second day. On Friday, put down the exact same challah for Shabbos, and the Erev is chal. Erev B'Pas B'Rishon, let's say on the first day you use bread, you didn't walk to yourself when you sent the shliach and you put down pas. Is Alocha Ma'ariv B'Ragla B'Sheni. On Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the Alpayim Amo and be there for the beginning of Shabbos. That's how smutter. In other words, we're talking about there's no ma'isachon, you're not doing anything beferish on Friday, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Because either you're just walking there with your feet, like we had before, if you yourself walk there, you don't have to say anything, so there's no yitzir hachonim. Or else, if you're putting down bread, it's the same bread you used yesterday. So there's no ma'isachonim. Ma'ashenkin, though, of a ira baragla barishon. Let's say on the first day, on Friday, you made Yeruvei Tchumim by walking there. In other words, Thursday afternoon, you walk to the Apaimama, that Thursday night, the beginning of Yom Tov, you were kind of Shrisa, because you walked there. The Balabos himself was outside by the Tchum. Is the Alocha now, Ein Ma'arev B'Pas B'Sheni. Now, on the second day, that means on Friday, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go now and put out pas, put out challah for an Erev, you make a Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. Why not? Because there's an Issa Hachona, Shein Ma'arvin Betchila Bapas. Because you're not allowed to put down an Erev Metchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's an Issa Hachona. The Bible says when you put down pas, bread, then you can't just put down the bread. Pshita, you have to speak out, b'shas, you're putting it down, that you're putting this should be the Erev. So you have to speak it out, that's called you're doing a Ma'is Hachona. So that's awesome. Yeah, Mashenkin Iru Bapas B'Yom Rishon. But let's say the first day, Thursday afternoon, you put down pas for the Erev to be chal for Friday for Yom Tov. Yeah, Alocha Ma'ar Bapas B'Yom Sheni. Then you are allowed to use pas bread again on Friday afternoon, so it should be chal for Shabbos for the Erev. Omar Shmuel, on this Shmuel said, Uvoisa Pas. When is it mutter? It's only mutter if you're using the exact same challah. There is the same pas that you put down Thursday afternoon, that pas should be your Erev for Friday, for the first day Yom Tov. Who are there now on Yom Tov on Friday? You could use that same pas and put it down again for an Erev to be chal for Shabbos. And what's the Hezbom? Because since it's the same pas you used yesterday, you don't have to say now Harei's Erev. It's chal automatically by itself. So therefore there's no Issa Hachona, like we're saying until now. There's only an Issa Hachona if you have to speak out b'shas you put the pas down for the Erev. Omer Ravashi Dekanami, I bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Dekanami must listen. It's a raya from our Mishnah this Yisoid. Tiktoni, because the end of our Mishnah says, Ketza du Oisa, how is the Yetza? How do you make the Erev Tchumim? Moili Chavarishim. Just on Thursday afternoon, take the challah and put it there for the Erev to be chal for Friday for Yom Tov. Umach Shavolov. Wait there Thursday night until it becomes night, until the Erev is chal. V'noitloi, take that Erev. Uboloi, take it home with you. V'sheini, on Friday now on Yom Tov, Machshav Olav, take that Erev and put it out there again on the same, and put it out there either according to Ablozi, you could do it on another side, or according to Chom, it has to be the exact same side you put the first Erev. And once the Erev is Chal, Machshav Olav, stay there until it becomes night, until the Erev is Chal, V'yaychloi, Ubala, then you can come home. So it's Mash Maklaw, the same path, the same bread that you used yesterday, the Yetzer is taken home with you, and use it again. So it's a raya that when you make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you could only use the same pas, the same bread that you already used yesterday. But to take new pas, that would be awesome. Because by using new pas, you have to speak out the Ferish. You're doing it the same Erev, and that's tak awesome. Let's see Rashi. Erev pas rishon, v'nechal aruvei marav baragla b'sheni. Then you're allowed to walk there with your feet for on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos like we had before, because you don't have to say anything. Mashenkein nechal aruvei marav nechal aruvei marav baragla b'sheni. Sheimavim betchilu b'pas. Rashi mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos on Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Mishum hachono tikore lehashte sheim eruv. Because since now on Yom Tov you have to speak out harei ze eruv. That's a ma'is hachon you're doing for Friday from Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's awesome. Dekanayim debaisa pas tikore leshem meyesmil. I bring you right that we say if you use the pas on Friday for Shabbos, it's only the same pas you used yesterday. Vahashta koshosik, and now when you put the pas down the second time, you just have to be quiet. Avoloi the pas acheres, but you can't use a different pas. The boy of the mikra shem erev hashto, because if you're going to use a different pas on the new pas, then you have to speak out. So this is a raya that there is an issa achana to put the bread down mitchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Either the Yetzer is to walk there baraglav, you don't have to say anything, or else the Yetzer is to use yesterday's bread, yesterday's Erev. Zot Gemara v'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, Rashi's Masbis, means Abaya v'Rabba Barchona, the Kometam Aliel Alachona, the Rabbon of Loyalfa Mihomas Nisan. And they also ask the Kasha from this, it should be Nisachona. And they don't bring a Rai from our Mishnah. Why don't they learn Pshan our Mishnah like this, that the Yetzer is Mishum Achona, and therefore it's only mutter to use the exact same bread? Have the Gemara, Rabbonin, do mahosim eitzah toiva kamash v'lon. Our Mishnah just says an eitzah toiva to save yourself, not to have to use a new bread. But maybe the Emerson, you could use a new bread. So therefore, it's not a chloraya from our Mishnah. There's not a chloraya from our Mishnah, there would be an isachona. Maybe you are allowed to use a new bread on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Either Mishnah says use the same bread over again. Maybe it's on an eitzah toiva kamash v'lon to save yourself the challah. That's why there's no raya from our Mishnah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, the Mishnah, the Flamatess. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rosh Hashanah Shehoya Yorei
Shema Tisaber. He had a Rosh Hashanah that as Mikra Midiraisa, really Rosh Hashanah is only one day. As Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that is Rosh Hashanah. Bezman is there, we make it 2 days. We'll soon see, even there, Eretz Yisrael also, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But Mikra Din, if you have Rosh Hashanah, that they were afraid, Shema Tisaber. They didn't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Is it going to be Yom Lamed of Elul, or is it going to be Yom Lamed Aleph of Elul? We don't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Is a halacha like this? Marev Odom Shnei Yeruvin. A person knows, let's say like, the 30th day of Elul comes out on Monday. The 31st day of Elul comes out on Tuesday. So the suffix, is Monday going to be Rosh Hashanah, or is Tuesday going to be Rosh Hashanah? It depends when the Edim, when they saw the Levon, if they come to Bezdin. If they come on the 30th day, Bezdin says today is Rosh Hashanah. If they come tomorrow, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. But this person knows that he has to go and walk out of the Tchum. So he wants to make sure he puts an Erev down for both days. Is Alocha Marav Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can put down two different Erevs. Eruvei Tchumim. The Yoimin makes it tonight. Eruvei Berishon LeMizrach. I want for Monday, in other words, he puts down Sunday afternoon, he puts down the Erev for Monday, Lu Yitzri, that becomes Rosh Hashanah. I want to be able to walk on the Mizrach side, Apayim Amma. Uvesheni, and again, before, on Sunday, puts down another Erev on the Marav side, and he says, Uvesheni, the second day, and the Tzadah Tuesday is going to be Rosh Hashanah, Uvesheni Lamarav. I want my Erev to be on the west side, Lamarav side. So he puts down two Erevs, and he makes it tonight. The first day, the one of the Mizrach should be my Erev, but the second day, I want the one on the Marav to be my Erev. But what didn't Fakir? Barishan Lamarav, the first day he wants to go to the west side. Uvashani Lamizrach, the second day he wants to go to the east side. Or else, Eruve Barishan, he could say the first day, I want to have an Erev whichever way he wants. Uvashani Kibna Iri, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I want to be without a special Erev, nor Kibna Iri, exactly where I live. I'll have a Pai Mama to walk out of my house, or if he's living in a city, out of the city he has a Pai Mama. Or else Paket, Eruve Bisheni, he wants the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's when he should have a din Eruve Tchumim. Uvarishon Kibna Iri. And on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I'll be home, I want to have my Tchum of Kibna Iri. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. So Yehuda is saying again, that on Rosh Hashanah is also considered two Kedushas. Each day has its own Kedusha, and you can make one Erev for the first day, and a second Erev for the second day. Just like we had before, in the Mishnah before, according to Rebbe Lezer, he holds a Shabbos and a Yomtif. It's also called two Kedushas, as if you don't, even a Rosh Hashanah is considered two Kedushas. So the Gemara, the Chum are not masking for Yehuda. The Chum hold that the Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, have one Kedusha. So therefore, if you put one Eruv et Chumim for the first day, it has to help for both days.
This
was just
talking about with only one day Rosh Hashanah.
Well, we'll soon see. He was afraid, so Shema Tesavrim.
So no, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah.
What?
That means there's only one day Rosh Hashanah.
No, Minasofit, they kept 2 days. Let's see Rashi. Shema Tesavrim, they're afraid maybe they're going to make the 31st day Rosh Hashanah. Begoyla, we're talking about Begoyla, means out of Yerushalayim Kamari. Shema Yaseh Bezdin HaGodol Elo Me'uber. Maybe in Yerushalayim, by the Bezdin HaGodol there, they're going to make Elo an extra day. V'yiyil Shnei Yom Toivim. Then they'll have 2 days Yomtif. V'utzorach Lelech Berishin Letzad Echod, V'Veshen Letzad Acher. Now the pshat was that they used to keep the first day, the 30th day of Elo, they used to keep Rosh Hashanah. Min HaSofik. Maybe the Edom are going to come today and say today is Rosh Hashanah. Say they will know Kedusha the 30th day. On the side that Edom did not come today, so it comes out that today is not Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They used to keep the second day Rosh Hashanah also. The song about in such a case, where they did not like, especially in Goylem, that means out of Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, they always had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they were never informed when the Edom came the first day. So the 30th day of Elul, they had to keep Rosh Hashanah in HaSofik. Maybe the Edom would come today and say, today's Rosh Hashanah. And they had to keep the 31st day also for Rosh Hashanah. So out of Yerushalayim, they had to keep both days Rosh Hashanah. So a person that lives outside of Yerushalayim, he has to be noyig 2 days Rosh Hashanah. How could it be noyig? He can make 2 separate errors for each day. Each day is called the Kedusha by itself. So Rashi Marash Shnei Reuven, O Manichin Berav Yomtif, before Yomtif, he has to put down the 2 errors, Zelakan v'zelakan v'yaymek liyel. He puts one down on the east side, one on the Marav side, and he makes his 2 tanoim. this is Rabbi Yehudi Shita. They held no that in Goyles outside Yerushalayim, where they had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they had a suffix if the first day was Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't know yes or no, so they had to keep the second day also. So in such a case, a chum hold is called one kedusha. One kedusha means it's like one long day, so you can only make one erev at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, and that erev goes for the first 2 days. You can't change the second day, have an Erev someplace else. Because it has one Kedusha, like one long day, you can't divide the Shabbos in half. Yeah. This is one Machlaikis. Right? Another Machlaikis is, V'yoydom Rav Yudah no dechidish. Mas na'odom ala kukola b'yomtav rishon. V'yoychla b'sheni. A person has a kukola, a basket full of teres, that he didn't take off Trumas and Maisis yet. It's Tevel. And Allah is on Yomtav, mid-Rabbanon, it's also to take off Trumas and Maisis. So now there are 2 days Yom Tov. So the person wants to make a tanan like this. The first day he says, Amanashach, if today is Yom Tov, I'm not taking off Trumas and Maisus. But on the tzad, today is Chol, I want to make Afrosha Trumas and Maisus. That's what he says the first day. It comes the second day, he says the same thing over again. If today is Yom Tov, so then yesterday was Chol, so yesterday's tanan Afrosha help. Today I'm not saying anything. On the tzad, yesterday was Yom Tov, so then today is Chol. If today is Chol, I'm making my Afrosha today, I'm taking off the Trumas and Maisus. So if you don't, you can do such a stuff like that. You can make it tonight, like Mimon Shach, one of the 2 days are Chol. Min HaSofik, we have to keep both days, but really one is Chol. So Mimon Shach, you're allowed to make such Truma. And who are then V'chein, Veitza Shenolda Barishin, Terechol B'sheni. If you have an egg that was born on the first day Yom Tov, so you're allowed to eat it on the second day Yom Tov. Again, Manashach. If the first day Yom Tov was Yom Tov, so the second day is Chol, you're allowed to eat it. On the tzad, the first day was Chol, so good, so the egg was born on Chol, then also you're allowed to eat it the second day. So in Manashach, you could eat this egg the second day. For Lohoyd Lechachom, the Chom Agran of Yud in this case also, they all know the 2 days have a din Yom Tov, but Teres Vaday, and you can't make this Tanoim. So Rashi, Mas Nodem Al Kokola, Shel Tevel. You have a basket full of terrorists that are Tevel, you didn't take off Trumas and Maisis yet. The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking again about Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So you have this basket of terrorists the first day. The Yom Tov says like this, Im Ayoim Chod of today is Chod, today is the 30th day of Elul. If today really is Chod, the Edim do not come to Bezin HaGodl, and do not say this was Levona. So Bezin was not Mekadosh to Chodesh today. Today is Chod, Tezu Truma Alelu. I want to make a Maisa Frosha today. These apples should be Truma for the other ones. V'im Ayoim Chodesh, but Lui Yitzu, you know, the Edim came to the Bezin HaGodl and said today is Rosh Hashanah. So today is Yom Tov. Then aim it for Klum. I don't want to do an Avera, and now I'll take off Truma to Maisa and Yom Tov. Then I'm saying nothing. The A Magvi and Truma the Yomtif. The Shwus the Rabbonim Masech the Beitza. It's the Xavier with the Rabbonim. Ulamacha, now in the second day Yomtif, he says the same thing. Oimer, in Esmo, Kodesh of yesterday was Yomtif. I was Zayva Yom Chol. Then today is Chol, it's weekday. Tezu, Shamati, Esmo, Truma, Alelu. That's what I said yesterday, this apple should be Truma. And I'm saying over again today. Today I'm making that apple should become Truma. The Yim HaYom Kodesh, but let's say today is the real Rosh Hashanah. The Yes Mochil, then yesterday, when the Edom did not come, really was Chil yesterday. Habazai Kfar Hi Truma Meyesmil. So it was already Truma from yesterday. The Yoichel Kukola HaMusakenes UMishayra Truma. But Manashach today, the second day, he's allowed to eat the rest of the Teres, and just the one Teres they left over for Truma, that he leaves over for Truma. But there's such an Eitzah. But Manashach, one of the 2 days is Chil. So the Rebbe Chum will say, V'loi Hoyt Lechachomim. The Savri de Tavayu Kedusha Achasi. By Rosh Hashanah at least, that's what we hold in Halachah, that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered like one Kedusha. It's like one Yom HaRichter Domi. V'yem Magvim Ben Truma. Therefore, neither of the 2 days are allowed to take off Truma. You can't make it tonight to say one is Chol, because no, we're knowing as if both of them are Kodesh. That's a Chachom Shita. And who are then the Beitzah will be the same halacha. An egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah also. Because Rosh Hashanah is more chumrah when knowing like it has 2 days Kedusha. Right, another machlokes is, Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinis Oimer. Ho'eva lefnei ha-teva b'yomtev shi Rosh Hashanah. The chazan that goes to daven on Rosh Hashanah, Oimer, he has to say, Hachlitzeni Hashem Elokeinu, et yoyin Rosh Chodesh hazeh. He has to mention that today is also Rosh Chodesh. it's Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Achli Senu, Hashem should help us to make us strong on Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Im Hayoim, Im Lamocher. Either today or else tomorrow. And since we're Mesupik again, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which day is really the day the Edom came to the Beis Magadol to say they saw the Levono, that the Beis made that day Rosh Hashanah? So since in Goyle we have a Suffolk, which one of the two? Both days you have to say this. You say Im Hayoim, Im Lamocher, you make like a Tanai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, I want to mention it today. If not today, I'm going to mention it tomorrow. Ulamacharu Omer, and the second day he said the same thing. Im Hayoim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, I'm mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Im Emesh, or else if it's not today, it was yesterday, like I mentioned it already yesterday. Fulahoid lechachom, the Chum argue and say no, they're not masking. So the Gemara will say there are really two machlokes in here. We deem the both that on Rosh Hashanah we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. We bechal don't mention the word Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So that's one chiddush of Ben Doisa, that you have to mention it. And the second chiddush is that you make a tanai. And we all know, you don't make no tanoim, you don't mention it at all. So Drashi, hachli tzeni is your zeinu, hachli tzeni make me strong like, yim hayoim yimochem. Im hayoim hu hachli tzeinu hayoim, v'yimochem mocher. So hoid lechachomim, v'mora forish. Iya tanai koi, do they just argue not to make this tanai? Because savri lav sofiku, eloyim rishinu rosh chodesh, that we say vanda the first day is rosh chodesh? Oi, or else, as the current koi, they argue bechlau not to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Or kasavri, they hold, Allah is the ain maskirin shir Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. This will see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. That Rav Hurkinis, Rav Daisa says you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and the Chavim say no, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, ma loy hoiduloy. What does it mean, loy hoiduloy? In the first case, it says, the Chum are not masking Rabbi Yehuda that Rosh Hashanah is considered, Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah is called two different Kedushas each day. You can make two different Rabbi Chumims. The Chum say, Loi Hoidloi. For the Gemara, who is this man, the Yama, man Loi Hoidloi? Or Marav, Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah means the Chum is Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya. Moidim Chachom the Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum are Moidim Rabbi Eliezer. That Rosh Hashanah, Shayore Shema Tisaber, is Marav Adam Shnei Eruvin, V'yoymer Eruve Berishon LeMizrach, Ovesheni LeMarav. In other words, in the Mishnah before we had, Reb Lezer Shita was that even on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, Shabbos came on a Shabbos, that either Yom Tov was right before Friday or Yom Tov was on Sunday, Reb Lezer Shita is also called two Kedushas there. You can make one error for Yom Tov and one error for Shabbos. The Chum in that Mishnah argued and said, no, on a regular Shabbos and a Yom Tov, they're called two different Kedushas. Now, what about Rosh Hashanah? So here we're saying now the Chomim are Moedet Rebbe Lezer. The Chom hold that even though we argue in Rebbe Lezer that a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, we hold is called one Kedushah, but on Rosh Hashanah, we're Moedet to you, it's called two Kedushas. That's the Chomim. Moedet Chom Rebbe Lezer, that Rosh Hashanah, Shah Yorah, Shema Tisaber, that Maver Odom Shnei Reuven. And Rosh Hashanah is different. Here, Vada like one is Choyim, so it has two different Kedushas, so maybe you can make two different errors. The Yemeni says, Eruve Berishon LeMizrach, Uvesheni LeMarav, or else Berishon, the first day I want to go to the Marav, to the west side, Uvesheni LeMizrach, or else Eruve Berishon, the first day I'm going to make a special Erev, Uvesheni Kibnei Iri, the second day Rosh Hashanah, I want to stay put, my Erev should be in my house, I have a Paimama from my house, or from my city if I live in a city, or else Eruve Besheni, the second day I'm putting the Erev outside to make more a Paimama. The first day I want to stay home, my Erev is in my house where I live. So you see the Chomim are murdered to Rebbe Lezer. So Vaita, that's not the Chom of our mission here. And our mission is said that Chom were not murdered to Rebbe Yehuda even on Rosh Hashanah. That there is a Chom that argue even Rosh Hashanah is considered one long day. So who's Al Chachomim? It's Rebbe Yossi. And that's the din here, Rebbe Yossi Yosser. And the Brice here says Rebbe Yossi argues and says no. Not only do I argue on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, but even on 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, also Rabbi Yossi Eiser. Rabbi Yossi is called one Kedusha, so you can only make one Erev for both days. You can't divide it up in here. So Mel our Mishnah, the Chom is Rabbi Yossi. The Rashi says, Moedim Chachomim, Af Agav the Polagaled Rabbi Lezer B'Shabbos for Yom Tov, even on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, did the Chom do argue and say it's called one Kedusha, of Hocha Moedim Debez Yomim Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered Beis Kedusha saying. Why, the Trashi? The Chad Menayu Choyol. Because here, Vaday, one of them is Choyol. It's different. When you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov, Both of them are Vazei Kodesh. Since they're both Kodesh, there's a Svar, it's called Kedush Achis. It's like a Yom HaRicht, it's one long Kedusha. They both have the same much Kedusha. But here on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, where one is Vadei Chol, so we know one is a Vadei Yomtif, the other one is a Sofik Yomtif, right? So they have two different Kedushas, so it's called two different days here. Strashi Mishum Sveika, Lo Yadinam Iyavru Bezdin. We don't know, didn't Bezdin HaGadol make it Rosh Hashanah today? The Kitchu, Yarcha V'Yom Lamed Aleph, and they're Mekah. The Lo Yadin Iyavru, did they make it an Iber, another day? Bezdin V'Kitchu, Yarcha V'Yom Lamed Aleph. They only made the Rosh Chodesh on Lamed Aleph of Elul. Not Yom Lamed, but Yom Lamed Aleph. Ve'evel Erishin Chol, on this side, the first day, that we keep Rosh Hashanah is always Yom Lamed, was Chol. Oy b'Yom Lamed Nikfor, else no. Bezdin made the Rosh Chodesh on Lamed. Ve'evishen Yichol, then Yom Lamed Aleph, that's already the second day of Tishrei. That's already Chol. Who, the Abdulhu. So maybe here the Chum Hold is called two different Kedushas, and maybe like our Mishnah, you could, like a Yudah, you could make two different Erevs. Who's the one that asks? Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Yosser. The Kisavar Lav Mishum Sreikah. It's not Asa Sofik the Gadin Rosh Hashanah. The Shem Abo Eidim B'Yom Lamed. It's not Tam Sofik, maybe the Eidim came Yom Lamed. Sofik B'Yom Lamed Aleph. Lechudei, Iskin. That's not the only reason. Ela Av Mishum Shema Boedim Minamin Chalamala. There's a Nuchsarn, the Maharaj Rosh Hashanah talks about, that maybe the Eidim came after Mincha. There is, it was Yom Lamed, it was the 30th day of Elul. It's possible today should be Rosh Hashanah. We don't know, the Eidim didn't come yet. What about if the Eidim first came after Mincha? On Yom Lamed, after they already brought the Korban HaTomid, Shoben HaBayim, the second Tomid, then the Eidim came. What's the halacha there? V'noigin oisayim kodesh. There's such a takona. Iskin, the Tavaya Kedishna, Bonam at the corner, both days Rosh Hashanah are Kodesh. The Yom Rabbonin, Shoyimitzapim B'Yom Lamed Shel Elul, that they were waiting the whole day, the 30th day of Elul, Shem Yavu Eidim, they were waiting, maybe Eidim will come today. Shenira Salavona Boy, V'Yikachu Beznes HaKodesh HaYoyim, V'Noyegin Oysay HaYoyim Kodesh. So the Maise, everybody kept the 30th day, nobody did Melocha. Because the Sufik, maybe Eidim will come in the middle of the day, and there is Rosh Hashanah. So in the Sufik, nobody did Melocha on Yom Lamed. V'noigim Oysi Yom Kodesh. Shem V'yom Tefu, because maybe today is Rosh Hashanah. V'tanya we learned. The Loch was like this. Tomit Shem Rosh Hashanah. Shachris Kovar Kilchosa. That in the morning, if the Eidim didn't come yet, on the 30th day of Elul, they brought the Tomit in the morning, a regular weekday Dikatoil, a Tomit. That means Tomit Shachil, V'shir Shachil. What shir do Levim sing? The regular shir they sing in the middle of the weekday. Ha-Mesukin Le-Yoin. The shir Shehoyu Al-Levim Oymin. Like we have. The Mikdash B'Yom Rishon is like this. Now, the Tomit Shoven Abayim, what about the Mincha Dika Tomit already in the afternoon? Oymer shir Achar Ha-Sireisim Yisrael Shichmoy. Ch'nemin Ha-Perek Vastas Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is good if the Eidim came taka after Tomit Shoben Habai, in the morning Tomit. So the afternoon Tomit we knew already was Kodesh. So they said this year. What about the Imbowe Demacha Tomit Shoben Habayim, Shekva Korovishir Shechel? What about no? When it came the time to bring the Tomit Shoben Habayim, no Eidim came yet. So even though today is the 30th day of Elul, it's still Chol? Really? So maybe when they brought it, they brought the Tomid, and what type of shear did they send? The regular weekday shear they send. Karvashir Shachel. Is Tiknu Shiel Makachin Achidish Mochum. What about now? Eidim came after they brought the Tomid. They already brought the second Tomid, and they didn't say any shear at all, Shir Rosh Hashanah. So real Midirais now the din is Kafrot Yom Lamed was Rosh Hashanah. Even though they did not know about a Mishas that brought the Korban, but now when Eidim came after the Tomid and said, you should know, we saw the Levana last night, today is Rosh Hashanah, Midiraisa Yom Lamed was Rosh Hashanah. Still, the Rabbana made a takana to say, Noigin Moisa Yom Kodesh, Tiknu Shi Yomakachin Achredish Mochor. The Rabbana made a takana that not that Rosh Hashanah should be from today, even though really today should have been Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbana made a takana, tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. And when Moin of the Kfi is, when is the first day of the year? Tomorrow. Today, Loimar Shir HaRoyal Yomtif. Today, that on Rosh Hashanah, they should say the Shir that's supposed to be said on Rosh Hashanah. Omikomokom Goma Yem Shkoshim Noegin Kodesh. The end of the 30th day, even though now Bezin like was Kaveya Vadain, we're going to make Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. we're not going to make it today. Still, they were noy at the end of the 30th day, Bikadusha. Shekach tiknu sheinoygim oisei yoyim kodesh, v'yafilu gomru shoyoyim, v'yafafi sheyoydim sheyichliyim amachris. Ulamocha kodesh. This was at the corner of Rosh Hashanah, that it could be, but Teres Vade, they kept 2 days Bikadusha. Now really it's like this. Halacha is, Bizman had the Bezin Agodom, it's only Rosh Chodesh when Bezin says Mekudish Mekudish. And even if Aden came and said they saw Lavoni yesterday, if Bezin doesn't say Mekudish Mekudish today, it's not called Rosh Chodesh. Now that's this case here. The Aden came after they brought the Tomish Rabbein Abayim. After Mincha, the Aden came and said, we saw last night Lavona. So really, today is Rosh Hashanah. Bezin didn't want to make today Rosh Hashanah anymore. Since they already brought both Karbonas with the Shir Shochel, they didn't say any Shir Rosh Hashanah. Bezin rather says we're going to wait till tomorrow and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. And Bezin has a right to do that. Because even though they saw Lavona last night, if Bezin doesn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's not Chal Rosh Chodesh. So Bezin here made tomorrow Midyarais is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So really, right at this point, for the next 2 hours of the day, really Midiraisa today should be Chol. It's not Kedush at all. Bezdin made up that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Still there was a Takana, the next 2 hours of the day, still keep it out Kodesh. So that you see, even though we know Vaday tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, still they kept today the Kedush also. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is a more Chomadik Yomtiv. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not just time, one is Vaday Chol. No. Even on the side like here, that Bezdin knew tomorrow is going to be Kodesh, they didn't say today is Chol. They said today is also Kodesh. So even though it's only Midirabonon, but Midirabonon is called like one long day. That's why we're knowing by Rosh Hashanah. Now Rosh Hashanah has more Chumru Dikadinim than other Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis. Because other Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis is Tama Sofet Dikalochem. But Rosh Hashanah, Miyikra Takana was to keep 2 days. This is Rav Yosi Svara. Therefore, Rav Yosi holds this also, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is also considered like one long Kedusha. It's like a Vaday Kedusha. And therefore, you can only make one Erev and not two Eruvim. And that's how we pass like that. Like it says in our Mishnah, V'loi hoyd lechachomim. The Chom hold even 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered one long day, one long Kedusha. Right. Omer lem Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi tain about the Chachomim. Aren't you moidim? This was Rabbi Yosi's kasha. In this case, where the Eidim came to the Bezin Agodol after Mincha, after they already brought the korban, the Tomit Shoben Abayim. So in this case, that what's the locha? That Bezin says, still keep the rest of the 2 hours of the day Kodesh, but you should know we're going to be Kaveh Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Olamacha Kodesh. So you see, Claude, it was the case that you had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, like Bateras Vadai. You had to keep both days for Kaddish. So how could you come say, it's about it's only 1 day is Chol, it's only a Sofik. You could be made to say, it's called two different Kedushas. No, Metchil Satakon, it was like one Kedusha. For Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan Svarim? Rabbanan Hossam, he ached the Lazazlu day. Fuck it, true.